Lekuta Sicha is Chelek Yudalad, the Sicha on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, Cholok Mi Yom Tov Sheni Shal Shari Yom Tovim. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is different than the second day of other Yom Tovim. V'shaychusei L'Yom Tov Rishon, in first of all, in its relationship with the first day as opposed to the second day, how they relate to each other. And also, la'etzem toichnei b'yonu shalachag, and to the very nature of the Yom Tov, of the second day of Yom Tov, as opposed to the second day of Yom Tov. Ukamuvim ha'alocha l'mais, as we can understand from the actual halacha as it pertains to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to, as it pertains to the second day of any other Yom Tov. Shabbat mishtavim kol Yisrael, and in regards to halacha, all Yidden are equal. In regards to other matters and the understanding of things, so different people have different understanding, different capabilities, and so on. But the halacha, every yid is equal in halacha. Everybody has to do the same thing. How is the second day of Rosh Hashanah different than the second day of other Yom Tovim? Sha'anoylud v'hanechlav b'yoyim aleph the Rosh Hashanah, osur gam b'yoyim beiz the Rosh Hashanah, that if somebody milked a cow, or a cow was milked, so the milk that is results from that, or if something, an egg, let's say, was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, it's still prohibited to be used on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. This is in regards to Rosh Hashanah. Mashenki Mishar Yom Tov Sheni Mutter Mimanavshach. Whereas in any other Yom Tov, the second day, anything that was milked or laid on the first day is permitted because we have something called a memanavshach. Either way, if the first day, since the first day and second day of Yom Tov are because of a suffix, we don't know if the first day is Yom Tov or the second day is Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. So therefore, we have a memanavshach this way. If the first day was Yom Tov, then the second day comes along, the egg that was laid the previous day is already permitted. This is not Yom Tov anymore, so you can eat it. If the second day is Yom Tov, and therefore today there might be a problem with the egg, so then the first day was not Yom Tov. So the egg that was laid on the first day was laid before Yom Tov, and therefore there is no issue with eating it on the second day. So therefore that's called, either way, you can eat the egg that was laid on the first day on the second day. That's in regards to every other Yom Tov. But on Rosh Hashanah, even if an egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot eat it on the second day anyway. Batam, and the reason for this is, because we see the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah not as two separate days, but as one long extended day. And therefore, the egg that was laid on the first day is still, we're still in that first day, even on the second day. It's one long Yom Ha'richta. Especially when we look at it from the inner dimension of Torah. The Isa B'lukot Torah, because it's written in L'kot Torah, L'pasu Yecheyenu Miyamayim, that He will give us life from the 2 days pertaining to the Yomayim Heim, Beis Yomim Shal Rosh Hashanah. It's interpreted over there as the 2 days are referred to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah lo'ilam beiz yamin, because Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days. Afilu bezman shayim mekachem al piyaria, even in Eretz Yisrael when they were sanctifying the new moon, the new month, based on the sighting of the new moon. So it could have theoretically been possible that there should be only 1 day Rosh Hashanah, if they saw the moon that first night. But even then, it would be kept for 2 days. Even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, as is explained in the Rambam at length, why this is so. But it is so, that the Rosh Hashanah was always 2 days. So therefore, Yecheneinu Miyamayim, it's always 2 days. Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days. As opposed to other Yom Tovim, which most of the time were only 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. Gufi Amavur Sham Shebebeiz Yomim Mishor Rosh Hashanah Hu Aliyas HaOlamis. And as it's explained in the Maimorim and so on that talk about this, that during the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that is when the worlds are elevated, go up onto, you know, it's a time for renewal of the worlds and so on. B'yom Alufu b'chinas pnimius, on the first day, the elevation of the world is accomplished in the inner dimension of the world. B'yom Beis, on the second day, b'chinas chitzeinius, the elevation takes place even on the outer dimension of the worlds, and that's why there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So from this we understand is that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah really represent one idea, the same idea, which is the elevation of the worlds, and therefore only this is more internal, this is more external, but they both represent the same thing. But in this one matter of Aliyas Olam is the elevation of the worlds, there are two details, whether it's internal or external, but the 2 days Rosh Hashanah represent the very same thing, and that's why they're considered one long day. Especially according to the way we see it from the Pnimius HaTorah, it's even more understood why it's all seen as one long day. V'hineh shaycha zu shel yom beis Rosh Hashanah l'yom yarishon l'etzem yanu shel Rosh Hashanah, the connection between the second day of Rosh Hashanah to the first day and to the what the Rosh Hashanah stands for in general, what the meaning of Rosh Hashanah is. Nikeres u'mizbatas b'yesaseis b'kviyas Hashanazu can be recognized and seen and expresses itself even more so in the way Rosh Hashanah came out in that year when this sikha was said, which was k'shiyamto shor Rosh Hashanah chaliyas b'shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, comes out on Shabbos. This expresses this idea even more, as will be explained a little bit later. V'hineh b'tfilas Rosh Hashanah ono emrim, in the davening of Rosh Hashanah we say zeh yom tchilos masecha, this day is the beginning of your handiwork, this is the first day of the renewal of creation. D'mezeh shenemar masecha loshen rabim muvan, from the fact that it says masecha, all of your handiwork, not just a specific part of creation, but it pertains to everything in creation. Meaning to say that this day, meaning Rosh Hashanah, is not just the beginning, the new beginning of man, of the human being, which is generally the way it would be understood, because Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, on that day is the renewal, once again, of creation. But it pertains also to all the other parts of creation. All Masecha. Elashu Tchilas Kol Masech Shadosh Baruch Hu. This is the renewal of all of the work, handiwork of Hashem. Gam Elu Shenivu B'chameshus Hayom Shekodmu L'Briyas Adam. Even those things which were created in the 5 days prior to when Adam was created. Kimavur Baruch Hu B'Rosh Hashanah, as is explained, this idea is also explained at length in Maimorim that talk about Rosh Hashanah. Hainu, in other words, she is chatshes abriyas of Rosh Hashanah, he loy rak inyam hamiyuchad lo adam ovad, that this renewal of creation on Rosh Hashanah is not only something that pertains to man. Eloshu kailu kolo elam is v'chol seder shtalshulos, but that it includes, it's the renewal of all the worlds, the whole seder shtalshulos. And still, even though it pertains to every part of creation which were not created on the sixth day of creation, which is Rosh Hashanah, but it's still, even so, it is all renewed on Rosh Hashanah, which was the sixth day of creation. And the reason that it's all renewed on the day that Adam was created is tachlis kol hashtalshulos va'ilum va'tzimtzumim va'mesachim va'parsoyim, because the ultimate purpose of the entire evolution of the worlds and all the worlds and all the reductions of oir which were meant to bring, and va'mesachim and the curtains va'parsoyim and this the great spaces between one level and another level and so on, are all for the purpose of Bechdeshah the Yishava Eilam Azat Tachten. It's all to bring about this lowly world, this Eilam Azat Tachten, this lowest of the worlds. Then Yishava Kosh Baruch Hu Liyaz Leidiru Tachtenim, because Hashem wanted to have a place for himself in the lowest world, and therefore the whole purpose of the whole creation was, of all the levels, was all for the purpose of the world. And as is explained, Beis Inyonim Hazeh, there are two points to this idea. Aleph, Masha'eni Yadua Musik, that part of Dirav Tachtainin, which is beyond our comprehension, something that we are unable to understand. But who and that is Lama Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Shtehidir Asa Yisbarav Tachtainim? Why is it that Hashem had this need or this desire that he should have a place in the lowest world? Why did he want that? That is Ein Al Zeh Shum Tam. That is something that is not knowable by us because it doesn't have a reason. Ulamaylam Akol Tam. It transcends any logical reason or any reason altogether. Barak Mishum Shekach Nesava. It's only because this is he had a desire and that's what he wanted and that's it. That's the reason. Kamevur Behemshach Rashon Tovrei Samavav, as it's explained in the Maimorim of Tovrei Samavav, Maimer Admor Hazaken, what the Alter Rebbe said, if a taiva is ken kasha, on a desire you can't ask a question. Why? There is no question why. It's just so. Shekavonazu hilo ma'alem kol tam. In other words, that the ultimate purpose of why he wanted it that way is beyond any reason. Then there is a second point. Beis le'ezi inyan nesava hu yadua. What did he want? That we do know. Why he wanted what he wanted, we don't know. But what he wanted, we do understand. We do know that the ultimate purpose of the entire creation, of all the levels, all the way up, all the way down, is was so that he will have a place in the lowest world. That we do understand. Ulam. So therefore, that is the reason that it's all renewed on Rosh Hashanah, because the whole purpose of the entire 6 days of creation was because Adam, man, was going to bring about Dira B'Tachtayin. Ulam im mishum zeh, but if this is the reason Adayin Eidem was better, Tachos Ha'isavusim Shokolo Eilam Asol Yoinim, if Hashem wanted the lowest world, and that's where he wanted to have a place for himself, so then why did he create all the higher worlds? What was the purpose of all the upper worlds? He could have simply created the lowest world with all of its creations, whatever is needed in the lowest world, and forget about all the levels in the middle. And that's where his place of residence should be. And the explanation for this can be said to be that it wasn't just that Hashem wanted that he should be, his residence should be in the lowest world, but rather what he wanted is that the inhabitants, the humans of the lowest world, they should create that dira. Not just that he should have a dira, but that they should create the dira. Claimer, in other words, b'aveidosam b'yigiyosam dafke, that this dira should be created through the efforts of the inhabitants of the lowest world, the humans. V'zeh efshali es rak al yidei sabusam b'oifen shekodom lehem kol seder shtalshulos shalo'olam es v'hadar hadargosam ulmailu lamata k'mevur b'dach. And this can only happen through the by way of all of those upper levels being created and coming about, and then in the lowest world, after the all of those upper levels were created, that's where the creation should happen, as it's explained in Chassidus, and basically maybe in two words what is written there, it seems, is that in order for the lowest world to be recognized as the lowest world, there has to be compared to something else. There has to be an upper world so that this can be truly recognized as a lower world. And it that the lower world doesn't have any unique status of its own, only that it's the lowest world, but that isn't in any way a status. That is just a fact of being. But it doesn't have any status, because if there was some status to the lower world, then there would be a reason why he wanted in the lower world for that, whatever that status is. So therefore, the only thing that's important is that the lower world should be recognized as the lowest world in comparison to all the upper worlds, and that's what makes the lower world a lower world. In order to have that, you have to have upper worlds by which to contrast this as the lowest world. That's why the Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of all Hashem's handiwork. It's not only the creation of man which is renewed on Rosh Hashanah, rather it's of all the creation from the 6 days of creation, etc. Because the whole purpose of the creation of all these worlds, of everything that was created in the 5 days earlier, is in order that the person, the human, through his aveda with those things that were created, and through them he should create a dir v'tachtonim l'chein. And therefore they also are renewed at the same time that the human is renewed on Rosh Hashanah, which is the ultimate purpose of their creation, which is the human, and therefore everything happens, everything is renewed on the day when Adam was created. And even though it's true that even at the first moment of creation, the first 5-6 days of creation, the whole purpose of all those 5 days was only also at that time also only for the creation of man and his Abayda. And still they weren't created on the 6th day together with Adam, as what is happening now by the renewal of creation every year on Rosh Hashanah. So why weren't they all created on the same day? Rather, they were created before Adam. This is the reason for this, is because then, at the beginning of their creation, they are still in a state of the preparation and the potential that Adam, the person, should be able to use them in order to bring about Dir V'Tachtoinim, which is the ultimate purpose of Tachlisa Asevish Labriyosam, for the ultimate purpose of their creation. The Hainish Agavonos Yisavusam Hi Bazer Shadam Yimza Achakacha Keil Muvan. The reason they were created at that moment earlier was so that Adam, when he comes along, would find everything ready to go Lavidase for his Avaidah. So therefore, they were created at that time when they were only in a potential state of being used for avodas for dir v'tachtonim, mashenke beisish chatshusa shalabria. But when it happens, when it renews every year, shalachis emid shana b'shana, year after year, befrat lachar matan Torah, especially as we experience this after matan Torah, when avoda is being done in a much higher level, shadam kar oved avodasay, that the person is already doing his avoda in the past, the bazaar. And therefore, over the year, in other words, from the creation of Adam, and especially after Matan Torah, they already are used actually in this Aveda of the person. And therefore, their renewal is all dependent and comes along with the renewal of the person, and they have already been used in the avodah of the person, and therefore everything is renewed at that time when it's all happening around surrounding the person's avodah. But in the first year, they were there in a potential state as a preparation that when Adam comes along, they would be there ready for use. Therefore, there it was done ahead of Adam being created. And since on Rosh Hashanah is the renewal of all the worlds, in a way that the ultimate purpose of the creation of the world is emphasized, which is lasis le dir v'tachtonim, their purpose to make a dir v'tachtonim, and that's why it all happens on the day that Adam was created. That's how it's emphasized. We must therefore say that also the mitzvah which signifies Rosh Hashanah, around which Rosh Hashanah revolves, She avodas adam b'yom hazeh, which is of course the avoda of a yid on that day. V'hi pe'elus his chatshusam shel kol olamos, and it's that mitzvah which brings about the renewal of the world, which is of course shofar. It mizbata inyan zeh the nisaba hakadosh baruch hu liyos leidir v'tachtonim. This avoda of shofar, mitzvah shofar, must also express this idea of dir v'tachtonim. To explain how that is accomplished through mitzvah shofar. Homer Chazal. Our sages tell us mitzvah yom b'shofar, the mitzvah of the day is shofar. The Issa b'Rambam, the Rambam says that af al pi shetki is shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakosov, even though the reason that Hashem said to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, this is simply a gzeiras hakosov. This is how it has to be. This is what Hashem wanted. It doesn't really have a reason. It's just so. That's how it is. Remez yeshbay, but there is an illusion that can be taken out of something. It can teach us something. The inyan of Rosh of Kiyas Shofar also alludes to something that happens on Rosh Hashanah, which is kloimar uru yishenim mishinaschem. In other words, to awaken the sleeping from their slumber. Meaning that a yid should do tshuva, that when you hear the blowing of the shofar, it awakens you to do tshuva. Now, when you study these words of the Rambam, it would seem that a herechidusha shel Rambam kam bihilchos tshuva hu loy meshit ki shofar remez yeshbay. What he's trying to say ultimately with this phrase is that there is a remez for shofar that expresses the idea of a wake up and do tshuva. Uyu na tshuva. So then why does he introduce this idea by saying that even though Tkiya Shofar is a Gzeiras HaKosov, there is a remez? Why didn't he just say there is a remez in Tkiya Shofar? The Sigdon Nacha, to say this in other words, which bring it out a little bit more clearly, afilu in Timtzaloimash at Tkiya Shofar yeshbatam, even if you were not to go with the Rambam's approach, which is that there it's a Gzeiras HaKosov that has no reason, even if we would say there is reasons why Hashem wanted to, that we should blow shofar. Similar to what Rav Sadia Gaon gives a whole list of reasons for tkiya shofar. Even if we do acknowledge that there are reasons, they would also still be able to be said what the Rambam wants to bring out, that it's an awakening to tshuva and so on. Why does it have to be only because it's a gzeiras hakosov and therefore it, still there's a remez? Why does he have to introduce that gzeiras hakosov into this discussion? It doesn't seem to have any bearing on whether there is a remez or isn't a remez. It doesn't say anything about the remez, whether there is a reason for it or not a reason for it. Therefore we have to say in regards to what the Rambam says, shekol zeh hu chidush shel Rambam, that this is a part of what the Rambam is trying to say, shetkiya shofar yeshnam beiz inyanim, that in tkiya shofar there are two ideas. One is gzeiras hakosov, that it is a gzeiras hakosov without a reason, and also v'remez boyin, that there is a remez in it, which is avodas tshuva. So in other words, one does not preclude the other. You're right, true, it doesn't preclude one does not preclude the other, but the Rambam wants to emphasize that there are two points in tkiya shofar. One is that it's a gzeiras hakosov, and one that it is that there is a remez, which is tshuva. Isa b'medrash, it's written in the medrash, al pasuk amarti achakma b'hir achayka m'meni, that Shlomo HaMelech said, I thought that I was wise, but it is beyond me. The Shlomo lo hisig b'chachmasi atam l'mitzvos par aduma, that even Shlomo HaMelech, who was the wisest of all men, even he could not understand the reason behind par aduma. V'rak l'moshe amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however to Moshe, Hashem did say, L'cha ani megal etam para, I will reveal to you the reason for para aduma. Hainu, av shem mitzvos para hi chukas ha-teira. So in other words, that means that even though the para aduma is considered to be chukas ha-teira, as the pasuk in fact calls it, meaning chukas means it doesn't have a reason, inyan shalom ha-ilam ha-tam, something which transcends reason. Eine inyan shebe'etzem u'mushlu u'gamir mekol tam, it doesn't mean that it has no reason. that there is no possibility for reason in regards to Parah Aduma, that Eilu Moshe is Galatam, because in the end Hashem did reveal to Moshe Rabbeinu the reason. In other words, it does have a reason. What it means is that it is so subtle and so difficult to understand that even Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand it. And that's why it's called Chukas HaTorah. But that doesn't mean that it's beyond the ability to have a reason, that it has no reason. It's just a very complicated reason. Vezui Kavanas HaRambam. And that's what the Rambam means over here, Bad Goshasai, that he emphasizes about the Masal Azeh Sheremez Yeshbay as an introduction to the fact that Shefer does have a Remez. Shetkiya Shefer Gzeres HaKosov. He says, and he emphasizes that Tkiya Shefer is a Gzeres HaKosov. Meaning to say, She'ena Pirish V'mitzvah Tkiya Shefer Yesh Lo Tam. It doesn't mean to say that Tkiya Shefer, it has a reason. V'zeh She'ena Mefarshi, and the reason that he doesn't give you the reason of Nesha Lo Nitnali Galois, that it was Hashem did not allow it to be revealed, Mishum Ezeh Shibit Shehif, for whatever reason he decided not to share with us the reason for Tkiya Shefer, that's not what it is. Rather, it's a Gzeres HaKosov which has no reason. It transcends any type of reason. By Tkiya Shefer, it doesn't say anywhere that Hashem revealed a reason about it. So the Rambam is telling us that this is a Gzeres HaKosov which has no reason. It transcends reason. Meaning to say, in other words, according to this paragraph, that Tkiya Shefer is a greater chukah, greater Gzeres HaKosov, even than Parah Aduma, because Parah Aduma does ultimately have a reason. Tkiya Shefer, says the Rambam, is an absolute Gzeres HaKosov. Batam Bozeh, and the reason for this is Lefisha Tkiya Shefer, Ibadarga Nihilis Ma'id, is on such a high level, Shilamayla Makol Shaykhus Latam Vaseichel, that it has no connection, it's beyond any type of connection to any reasoning. So it comes out Shemitzes Kiyas Shefer he Gzeres Hakosov Shalomaylam Atam he B'doyim Leinyan Shalomaylam Atam. Yeah, and so it comes out that the mitzvah of Kiyas Shefer, which is so beyond any type of reason, that even more than Parah Aduma, is B'doyim is similar Leinyan Nisavakas Baruch Elias Leidir V'Tachtoinim, to the idea that Hashem desired a place down here, a residence down here in the lower world, Shu Naila Makol Tam Kanal, which we said before also, the Alter Rebbe said that if a taiva is kinkashinish, in other words, that you can't ask a reason, it doesn't have a reason, in a similar way to the fact that Kiya Shefer doesn't have a reason. So they have that, they share that idea that both of them are beyond any kind of reason. Ba'alfa Bikain, and even so, Remez Yeshbait, there is still a remes connected to Tkiya Shefer. Uri Yishenim, awake up the sleeping ones. Shetoichen Inyan Ashefer Meira, I'll call us over this Adama, Mischalekas Lebeis Pratim. In other words, that Shefer expresses, that the remes of Shefer expresses the general Avoida of a person, which is divided into two details. Uri Yishenim, on the one hand, wake up the sleeping, Uinyan Sur Meira, which means remove yourself from sleep, remove yourself from the negative, v'shapru ma'aseichem, as the pasuk continues, and improve your behavior. U'inyan asei tov, which is the inyan of asei tov. So on the one hand, there is absolutely no reason for tkiya shefer, it's beyond reason. At the same time, it expresses the remez, which brings out the ultimate avoda of a person, which is the oifen of avoda, which is sur merav asei tov. And that's why the Rambam includes the two together. He says in the same sentence that Tkiya Shefer on the one hand is Gzeres HaKosov, and that but it has a remez. That even though the true nature of Tkiya Shefer is beyond any kind of reason. Even it comes from somewhere that is beyond reason, beyond being able to be revealed. That's how high it is, that it must remain concealed. Still, we can reach the level of whatever Tkiya Shefer represents. This high level is reached through the Avodas Adam. The Remez is Shapur Maseich. Chulu Anal, and this dovetails very nicely with Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu Lius Leidir V'Tachteinu, which we mentioned before. Mahusar Shol Bechinas Nisava Hu Inyan Shalom Ayilam Kovetam. The reason why Hashem wanted this taiva, in other words, the nature of the taiva of why it is, that's beyond any kind of reason. But the actual dira has to be accomplished dafka through the avodas adam. In other words, just like tkiyah shofar. So this explains mashe mitzvah hayom de Rosh Hashanah hi b'shofar. Why the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is dafke b'shoyvah, ki teichna v'inyonah mechuvenu masim l'kavonah se tachlisa shobriyas koyla oylemes. Because the purpose, what's behind tkiyah shofar, is exactly the same as the ultimate purpose of Briyas Ha'olamis, which is Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMishchadesh v'Rosh Hashanah, as we said before, that it is this emphasis that is renewed on Rosh Hashanah every year, as we said before. And therefore, the mitzvah Hayom B'Shofar works very well, exactly the same soy, the same, what's beyond it, behind it, is the same concept. V'inei, Kasher Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Chal Liyis B'Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah comes out, the first day of Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, Kikri Hashanah Zu, as that year was, Chosher B'Yom De Rosh Hashanah Inyan Zeh Shevet Kiyah Shofar. In the end, you're missing on the first day of Rosh Hashanah this idea of Tkiyah Shofar. She'is Chachos Ba'al Yedei Avedus Ha'Adam. The thing that is expressed through Tkiyah Shofar, that the renewal of the worlds happens through the Avedus Ha'Adam, because there is, that's what's the Tkiyah Shofar is supposed to bring out. But there is no Shofar. And although it's true that, as we say, that Shabbos itself draws down and brings about all of those things which happen through Tkiyah Shofar on a day that it happens on Shabbos, which is the reason that we don't blow on that day, as it's explained in a number of Maimorim, that why we don't blow Shofar when it comes out on Shabbos, because Shabbos accomplishes everything that Shofar is meant to accomplish. So that may be true. But this very fundamental idea is still lacking if you don't blow Shofar. That the Ischachos has to be dafka through Avodas Ha'Adam, which is one of the key components of Tkiyah Shofar. And it's all happening not through Avodas Adam, not through the Yid blowing Shofar, but it's all happening on its own. Because then in that year when it comes out on Shabbos, it all happens on its own. The whole renewal of the world happens through Shabbos and not through the Yidden blowing Shofar. Shabbos is, of course, something that comes along whether we do it, not because we do something, it just happens outside of our Aveda. So therefore we're missing this fundamental idea of the Aveda Sa'adam, which is needed for Tachtayna. The Toichen in Itkir Sefer Anal Shachidus Ba'yidei Aveda Sa'adam. So therefore, this part of Tkiyah Shofar, that it has to come through Avodas Ha'Adam, Inyan Shel Rosh Hashanah, which is what Rosh Hashanah is all about, as we explained, Mudgash B'Kfiyah Zu. So in this kind of a year, when it comes to, when the first day comes on Shabbos, is emphasized Rak B'Yom Beis Rosh Hashanah, is therefore only realized on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Toikim, on which day we do blow the Shofar, Gam B'Kfiyah Zu, even when the first day comes out on Shabbos. V'Yedei Avodas Ha'Adam Nimshachim Kol Inyan B'Rosh Hashanah, and it's through the Avoda of the person on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which brings out all of these, all the things which Rosh Hashanah stands for, of Dira B'Tachtonim through Avodas Ha'Adam. V'Oidzais. And in addition to that, im hayeshu v'kfiyas zu, hine yema Shabbos v'mavakam ha-shofar mamash l'chol yonav, although that in the case where it comes out on Shabbos, Shabbos stands in for Rosh Hashanah in every way, mekol mavakam ha-re ein oz koyel ha-shofar. So even if you say that it stands in every way, but the sound of shofar l'poyel you don't hear, that a human ear, hanishma lo izo nagashmis, that the human ear can actually hear the sound, that doesn't happen. Vatshi yifil gam al guf shiyaseider, and that the person should hear it and therefore become awakened, which is a physical thing that happens through the sound of the shofar. That doesn't happen. Mashen kem yoyim beis, whereas on the second day, kshetokim the shofar mamash, when we actually blow shofar, harei koil enishma ba'ozna ba'gashmis, then you do hear it in your physical ear. Pagam lazulas, and not only you hear it, but others hear it. Atchagam umasayilum shaymim, even goyim can hear it. Ubapoyil gam al gufay lisker esam malchusish ala melech malchay amlochav gosh baruchu. And it also has the effect on your physical body that you remember that the Eibishter is the king of all kings, because that is brought out also through the shayfer. Hamarumez is bitkir shayfikim vorber of Sadia Gonez. That's the one of the reasons that Rav Sadia Goin gives for the blowing of the shofar, to remember that this is the day that Hashem becomes king. Based on the pasuk that says, with trumpets and the sound of shofar you shall blow before the king Hashem. Veliskar ha-shofar ha-matan Torah, it also reminds us of the shofar ha-matan Torah, shayach l'ki ha-shofar Rosh Hashanah, which is also connected to the blowing of Rosh Hashanah. Oit kaidim Amru Psukim Shofaris, and this all happens even before you say the Psukim of Shofaris, which on Shabbos you could say, but on the weekdays you don't say it. And all of these things are expressed in the Psukim of Shofaris, but we get it all through the blowing of the shofar. We already have all of these things, but that happens only on the second day in such a year. And that's how this kind of a year has a unique quality that isn't there in a regular year. That it emphasizes the quality of Avodas Ha'Adam even more than other years when Yom Rosh Hashanah is one of the other days of the week. So on this year, it brings it out even more. In which way? Al derech hapshat, on the simple level. Ba'oisem hashonim, harei ikir ischachos bo al yidei mitzvos hayoyim. In those years, in the regular years, the main hischachos comes through the mitzvos hayoyim, which is shofar. Al yidei avodas ha'adam v'kiyus shofar, through the person blowing shofar, which is how you bring about the ischachos of the world. Mashein kin kishachal liyiz b'shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, if Elis is Chachos do below Avodasei, now it all happens on the first day without any Avoda on the part of the person, because it all happens through Shabbos. Kol Makom Eimrim LaAdam, still we say to the person, Av Shevi Eimrishin is Chachos Shalom Kulei B'Malui, even though on the first day of Rosh Hashanah the whole world already was renewed and the Eibishter already accepted to be the king again, and will once again for the next year will also will recreate the world. So it's all happened already without you. This happened all on its own through Shabbos, which happens without the avodas of a yid. Even though all has been done and it's all been accomplished, still we still need you on the second day. On the second day, you still have to do it yourself. And when the second day comes along, you're going to have to blow shofar. So it brings it out, the avodah of the person, even more. Even though everything has already been accomplished, we still need your avodah. On the second day, you still have to do it. And this is the lesson to each and every one of us, which is emphasized even more so in this kind of a year when Rosh Hashanah comes on Shabbos. A person's avodah is not only when there is something lacking, something that needs to be accomplished. That's when we need you to do avodah. Because through your avodah, you can fix whatever it is that needs to be fixed. Rather, even when something has already been taken care of, it's all fine, it's all fixed. Let's say through tzaddikim, even the Eibishter himself fixed the problem already. Still, the human down here is needed, and he has to give his contribution. Akadekach, and is how much so far do we say this that without the avodah of the person, ain shleimus adova shleimus amitis, the perfection that thing that you think is fixed, is done, has, is not a true perfection. It doesn't really have a true perfection because it's missing the contribution of man. It's missing the avodah of person. Even Gan Eden, which the Eibishter himself planted, still it needed the person, Adam Arishon and Chava, that they should work it and they should protect it. They needed to give their contribution, even to something as perfect as Gan Eden, which the Eibishter himself made. Also, based on the pnimis inyan, as he said before, the b'yayim aleph yaliyas ha'olamos b'yayim beis b'chitzaynis, that on the first day the pnimis of the world is the aliyah, the pnimis of the world, and the second day is the aliyah of the chitzaynis of the world. The kviyas the yom tov shiras hashanah shachaliyas b'shabbos, the mudgeshes yosech shivas avodas ha'adam, as we said before. On this kind of a kviyas, it expresses, it emphasizes the importance of the avodah of the person. That b'yoyim aleph the nasu inyanim al yedei Shabbos the mekatshe v'kayma. That on the first day, where everything came about on its own through Shabbos, ein nikev niglu b'olam hazeh gashmin inyan de tkiyas shofar. There is no, the physical world doesn't experience tkiyas shofar. Ein birchas shofar v'shechiyonu al zeh. There's no bracha. You don't hear the sounds. You don't make the bracha. You don't make a shechiyonu, and so on. Whereas on the second day, when the person actually blows the shofar, the mevarich, which means he makes the bracha, what the bracha means, he's mamshich, he draws down. The idea of being connected and attached to Hashem through the mitzvahs. On that day, we don't need a new beged in order to allow us to make the bracha shechiyanu. Because in a regular year where you make a shechiyonah the second day, you can't make a shechiyonah because it's a yom harichta. So in order to be able to make the shechiyonah, you have to have a new beged for the shechiyonah when you blow the shofar. Similar to what we have the new fruit on when we bench licht and when we make kiddush. But when it comes out on Shabbos and we didn't make a shechiyonah on the shofar the day before, you don't need a beged chadash the next day. Rather, he makes the bracha on simply, it's a new bracha, that he arrived on this day. In other words, that even b'chitzaynius, it also brings out this inyan, how this year is special.